down with OTV? Who's down with OTV? Who's down with OTV?
Podcast One presents Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Caitlin is creating a space where girls and gents can feel empowered to be themselves. Get ready for lots of laughs,
taboo topics,
unfiltered advice, and wine.
Lots of wine.
Get ready to shake things up. Here's Caitlin.
Welcome to Off the Vine.
Yeah.
I'm your host, Caitlin Bristow, and in the studio today, Bachelorette legends. I don't have that written down. That just came to my mind. I don't know why I said it. That was stupid. You guys are actually, okay, not to be like a nerd, but you guys are actually one of my favorite couples that's ever come out of the show.
Oh, thanks.
I'm not kidding. I'm not just saying that, and I don't say that to other couples that come on the show, but you really are. I just feel like you both seem very down-to-earth, normal people. Sean said the same thing. He's like, they just both seem like really normal. No offense to any other, I don't even know if anyone listens to the podcast that's been on the show, and I don't mean to offend them, but like, you two just seem very chill, normal, like, I don't know. People say that to us all the time too.
Yeah.
But I think people like who watch the show think you're like these characters.
Right.
And then they're like so mind blown when you're just real people.
Yeah.
We go grocery shopping at Costco. People are like, wait, what? You go to Costco? I'm like, hell yeah. I'm not going to change.
I know. It's so weird that people think because the show's so different from like, it's not like you grew up acting. You've been like waiting to go on a TV show. Like it happens all so fast. You don't understand it. And then you just get chewed up and spat out. And all of a sudden you're supposed to navigate this world of like people knowing who you are. And they don't do, the show does not do like anything for you after. They're like, bye.
Yeah.
Like they just throw you out there.
They're like, you're going to have so many opportunities. Have fun. And Garrett and I are like, what do we do? How do we handle any of this?
Okay, wait. Did I even say I have Becca and Garrett in the studio?
No, you just said legends.
I just assumed people knew.
Yeah.
Do you guys have like a
people
couple?
People are like, oh, it's Sean Lowe and Catherine.
Yeah, exactly. Do you guys have like a couple nickname, like Beckarrett?
No. We just have nicknames for one another.
What is
people,
your what
on Instagram? Oh, my God. I cannot even talk about
Instagram.
Instagram.
You're in
people
the South.
People call us Beckett.
Oh, that's like, cute. I like Beckett.
It's kind of fun.
Okay,
yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. And I just found that out a couple days ago. I was like, oh, I like that. Okay.
Yeah.
I call him Vinny.
Vinny.
Or Vincent.
And I call her Veronica. And it works because out in public, you know, if somebody hears Becca or Rebecca, they kind of like turn a cheek and look. But when I say Veronica, they don't think twice.
No one cares.
I was actually, Sean and I were at the airport the other day and we were running late for our flight and they just go on the intercom. There's like six bachelorette parties and they're like, Sean Booth and Caitlin Bristow. And I was like, oh God.
And you just see all the heads. It's like the
all
scene
the phones
in Mean Girls.
Just like went up. Yeah.
Where everyone's like jumping in the
monkeys.
Fountain.
Like, yeah, that's exactly what it felt like. But that's funny. Why those nicknames? Was that what the like alias names were on the show?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Yeah. So Veronica for hers is her alter ego.
Oh.
And that's been my nickname for a while. Like my friends, when I drink too much, they're like, oh, Veronica's coming out again.
Oh, see, I'm Katrina, Hurricane Katrina.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I like that.
But Sean does not call me that, but my phone's on. Veronica. Oh,
Veronica.
So it's been a thing for you for a long time.
Yes.
Was it your, like, bachelor or Betty, like, nickname?
No. So we were Winnie and Kevin from the Wonder Years.
That's cute.
It's
wait,
really cute.
Winnie would have stuck for me. I like Winnie.
I like Winnie,
that's
too.
That's cute.
But, yeah, he just started calling me Veronica. I'm like, okay, well, you're Vinny, because that's his middle name that I just figured,
that you just
out,
figured out
recently.
No, okay, we were talking about this right before we started recording, and I was like, I need to talk about this on the podcast because this is such a topic that Sean used to get so sensitive about when we first like came off the show.
Right,
we knew that we were going to go on like Kimmel and that he'd probably play like the Newlywed Games, and you know everyone does that. I'm totally going to as well. But everybody like does those games, and so we were like, well, that's a cool way to get to know each other since we don't know each other.
Mm-hmm.
Is so over Skype we would Google like Newlywed questions.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one question I knew, like something like so crazy that like I was like, wow, I'm so glad I know that. He goes, yeah, do you even know my middle name? And I was like, oh God.
You're like, crickets.
And he was like, and then he panicked. He was like, what are we doing? Like, you don't even know my middle name and we're engaged. And like, we both like kind of panicked. And then I was like, Christopher? And he's like, yes. I'm like, oh.
You're like, I do know it. I was just keeping you on your toes, sir.
I was like, man, I should have just said it. But
yeah.
That's funny. You just found out his middle name.
Well, okay. I don't even know. It was when we had just gotten engaged. Yeah. And we were in the Maldives, and I was like, okay, so your middle name is Michael and your birthday is like July 17th. And he looked at me and he's like, no. He's like, my middle name is Vincent and my birthday's in February. And I'm like, oops.
Well, good to figure that out.
No, there's just so much info you have to retain. She just went down the line and was like, I know, it's not July, it's January. It's something with a J. I was like,
close. Yeah. Closer.
Not so much. Yeah. That's so funny. After you got engaged and you just go in the limo and all of a sudden the cameras are gone and you just get to the house, mm-hmm. were you like, what the hell?
Well, that first day, we were exhausted because we had started early. We had to actually go back and film later on that night. And we got engaged in the morning. He took me into the ocean, got my dress all wet. And they're like, you have to put this back on later. So like 6 hours later, we had to go catch the sunset. That time was weird because we were so far away, so some of the team still stayed with us. So we were like busy the entire 4 days that we were there. We were snorkeling. They actually let us sneak out and go to a restaurant, which is unheard of. Uh-huh. We got to go biking. Well, because it's so secluded. Like, barely anyone's really on the island. So we were able to go do whatever we wanted.
And they
wanted.
Didn't have any, like, little spies there or anything? Like...
Well, except for the person that took pictures of the engagement and then leaked them to TMZ.
Minus that one. You know? But
see, that's what I'm saying. I'm so shocked they let you do that.
Mm-hmm. I am too.
So crazy.
Yeah.
And you got to like, I mean, I guess it depends on the place you're in. We got engaged at the mansion.
Right.
So when we like went to the house that we were staying at after, we could not leave.
At all.
They didn't even want us in the backyard of this house because people could like see in.
Well, that was like our last happy couple right before the finale. They had to board up the windows with like garbage bags and then we couldn't even go outside.
So isn't it just the weirdest thing?
It was so strange. So we're sitting there for 4 days like so excited for this announcement and we can't even leave. And we were going so stir crazy that we finally, like the last day, I was like, F it, we're just going to go to the roof. Yeah. And so we laid on the roof for a while.
Yeah. Sean Googled from one of our happy couple homes nearest wig shop. Mm-hmm. And so we went and got wigs and we ended up going out and like we got people to take pictures of us like we were tourists and we just had big sunglasses on and wigs and hats. And I had to like wear a long sleeve because people always recognize my tattoos. And so at the end of the night, we're like, holy crap, I cannot believe nobody noticed and like didn't say anything. We're like right in the middle of like Beverly Hills. And then we get back to the house and I check my Twitter. And one girl says, you look really good in a blonde wig. And I was like,
delete that one.
But
quick.
No pictures came out. Like no one knew. And it was so fun. But it's you go crazy in those houses.
Yeah. And like when you have that first moment, you still get kind of scared. You're like, so when we finally got... you know, announced in public after the finale, I said his name in the airport. And at first I was like, oh, shoot, my God, should I say that? Yeah. Like, can I? But it's a weird thing right away.
Do you ever start like, do you put your hand here and like cover a mic that isn't there and start whispering?
Yeah. Or I still feel like the phantom pack is on my back.
Yeah. That's funny.
Hey, do you guys ever find yourself distracted, like forgetting things, making mistakes at work? A quality night's sleep, let me tell you, makes all the difference. The right mattress is the difference between resting and just laying down. The Lisa mattress is the product of more than 30 years of experience in mattress engineering and hundreds of hours on testing. Comprised of 3 foam layers that provide cooling pressure relief, body contouring, and support. Over 300,000 happy Lisa sleepers agree the Lisa mattress gives them the rest that they need. Order your Lisa mattress online at lisa.com/vine with promo code VINE and try it risk-free for 100 nights. It ships direct to your door in a convenient box with free shipping and free returns. So find the right mattress for you at lisa.com/vine and get the rest that you need tonight. Get up to $160 off the Lisa mattress or $235 off the luxury Sapira mattress and free shipping on the Lisa mattress at lisa.com/vine and enter promo code VINE at the checkout. That's LEESA.com/vine, promo code VINE.
What else was I going to say? Something about the house. Oh, yeah. Do they just like fill the house with like your favorite food and booze and like whatever you want? You're just stuck in that house for 4 days.
We're like, we need all the games we can get. We need yoga mats, baseball mitts, like a ton of food.
Yeah.
So they would stock it for a small army.
Two bottles of wine. We're like, we need to double that immediately.
2 bottles of wine for 4 days?
That's that's going to last us one night.
What? They gave us like a case a day.
Well, they learned, I think, real quick. Right away, they stocked us up after that.
Oh, that's so crazy. Yeah. When I've told this story so many times on the podcast, but when we got engaged, we got in the limo, we got to the house, and then we had the these 3 days together where actually we didn't have like anyone there. We actually just got like the 3 days.
Right.
And when I was leaving, I had to go do this photo shoot and Sean was like, wait, what's your phone number? And I was like, oh my
God. You're like, I can't. Exactly. He luckily wrote me a little postcard with his number and everything.
I have them memorized now.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, because I said, what if I lose my phone?
Right.
You know, and I got to call you.
Oh, that's really cute. That's like how you teach your kids like to your address
emergency
and your
numbers,
phone.
Yeah.
Aww. I was going
to
say it.
Can you
and
give
then
it
I'm
to
like,
us?
No, everybody will have it. You know, that'd be great.
I just thought, wait, there is a thing out there. I can't remember what it is called, but you can like search. We need to make sure you guys are not on it. You can like search somebody's name and find out like their family's address, their phone number.
Well, have you ever had random people text you? Like we had in a group text some lady from Tennessee texted us and sent us this whole long thing. And I was like, A, how did you get both of our numbers? How do you
what?
Like it was strange.
Yeah.
I never had that.
Yeah. So
wait, I would have lost my mind.
Somebody
we
did
also
it.
Switched our numbers though after.
See, that's smart.
Yeah.
And I want to, but I've had mine since I was 15. And,
same.
You know, I'm like stuck
really?
To it.
My
I don't want to change
never
it.
Changed.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. I've had like 8 different numbers.
See, I feel, you know, it's like the Sex and the City scene where Carrie throws her phone in Mexico and she gets a new area code. She's like, but I've always been this area code and now I'm a new one. And I'm like, I don't want to change my number.
I get that. But I've also never seen Sex and the City, if you can believe that.
Yeah, you know, I've maybe seen an episode.
I also just realized I have like 8 scrunchies on my – these are for you.
I never got my package.
You didn't?
No. So I'm
well, there you go.
I kind of want to put one on right now.
Thank
you.
I'm like – honestly, I could not have picked a better like career path for myself. Like drinking wine on a podcast and selling scrunchies. I'm like, dreams really
Sold.
Do come true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Living your best life.
I really
wow.
am.
I like that.
Courtney out there is going to be so jealous that I have these scrunchies.
Oh, well, you might have
share.
To share.
I'll share with her.
Or I'll just send you a package of scrunchies. I'm so shocked you didn't get yours.
I looked back. I was like, because sometimes I will accidentally type in the wrong apartment number. And I was like, that's the right one. So, but I didn't want to be that annoying person to be like, I didn't
oh
get
my gosh,
them.
Look how toned your arms are.
Oh, that's thanks.
Surprised. Oh, my. Wow.
We started working out together with the trainer and I feel like a grandma. I cannot walk. We can't move.
That's what I was going to say. If you guys want to do a little train session with Sean Booth, let's do it.
I would be in totally.
Oh, yeah.
We can do it.
We might not make
He'll
it through,
kick me right
but
in the shape.
I honestly almost threw up the last time I worked out with him. I had to stop and bend over because I was like, I'm actually going to throw up, which
I would too.
Today, he, I don't know. Okay, this, let's get into confessions. Because I have to talk about this. The fact that I'm like sweating right now. I'm so hungover, and I do not get hungover.
You don't?
Never.
What is
Sean,
your secret?
I don't even like water. Like I don't drink water.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. I'm like a freak of nature. I don't get hungover. And Sean's always like, as if you're not hungover. Like, and so this morning I woke up and I was like, oh no. I'm like, I am not okay.
What's happening?
And he was like, you are human. Like I never get hungover.
Yeah.
So. I guess
I need whatever you have because, I get them all the time.
I think it's like, I don't know if it's genetics or something. It's just a miracle. Like, I don't understand it. But this is part of my confession because I don't know what came over Sean last night, but he's like not really a drinker. Mm-hmm. He will just maybe have like a light beer here and there. And I'm obviously a drinker. And I always like want him to like go out and like have drinks with me and go do stuff. And last night, Sean's dream came true. And 13-year-old Sean freaked out. I've never seen him fangirl. He met Kelly Kapowski.
Oh, really? I was just talking about her with someone.
Oh, really?
I don't remember.
She's
who.
In Nashville right now.
Really?
Yeah. Actually, she left today, I think. But yeah, so she like...
From Saved by the Bell. Garrett's like, who is that?
Oh, what? You didn't have a Kelly Kapowski crush?
No, I know who she is.
Or were you a Topanga guy?
I just didn't know the last name.
Oh, well, her name is Tiffany Amber Thiessen, but her character on Saved by
Kelly
the Bell.
I know Kelly from Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Kelly. And
I just didn't know
who
she was.
So I knew I was going to this party that she was going to be at, and I was like, I have a scrunchie named after her, and she was like a big inspo for me for my like scrunchie line. So I was like, I'm gonna just like throw the Kelly Kapowski scrunchie in my purse and go. And I got so nervous.
Did Sean give it to her?
No. I wish he would have, but he honestly, we met her and she looks so good. And so we met her, and then after, Sean was like, I was like, top 2 people I've ever met in my life moment. And I'm like, what? And he was
wait, who's his first?
I didn't ask.
Oh.
I'm going to go with me.
We got to figure this out. Yeah.
Duh. No, I don't know. I do want to figure that out, actually. I'm trying to think, like, we were actually trying to think, like, who is the coolest person we've met out of this whole experience?
Mm-hmm.
I still don't know. Who's your guys's?
Oh, my God. I would say, well, either Michael Strahan, because I'm in love with him.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He's
a good one. He's my crush.
Mm-hmm.
I also met Whoopi Goldberg, and I love Sister Act 2. Like, favorite movie in the entire world. Not the first one. The first one's okay. The second one, though, is like, any day of the week, I can
watch
Sister Act 2. Like,
that's me with Grease 2. Nobody likes Grease 2. I love it.
I don't even know if
Jimmy Kimmel was cool. And he loves the fly fish.
Yes.
He told me that.
True.
And then Michael Strahan was awesome. I know quite a bit about him because my roommate, that's like his hugest fan.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That's so cute.
So when I was sitting with Garrett and Michael, I was like, oh, my God, this is my dream coming true.
Heaven sandwich right here.
I was like, somebody better be getting photos of this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Don't worry. I think it was on TV.
Yeah.
You can probably go
back. I'm surprised I haven't even posted any of the photos from that. That was like, I was living my best life.
When was that? Good Morning America? Was that when you guys got announced?
Yeah. Okay. No, yep, yeah. The next day.
I've been trying to think, like, who's the coolest person? Jimmy Kimmel was a good one for me because I, like, love him.
Mm-hmm.
And I just can't think. I'm like, I've met so many people now just from, like, this weird world. But, like, Amy Schumer was up there for me. I got to do, like, stand-up comedy with her on one of my dates. And that was, like, a cool one. But, yeah, he was just beside himself that he met Kelly Kapowski.
Yeah.
Like, he couldn't really, like, I've never seen him like that. So then after, we, like, go for dinner with them. And I make him, like, sit across from her, and he was, like, nervous.
And was he, like, kind of quiet?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he was, like tapping his feet and, like, looking around, and I was just like, wow.
Like, I've never seen you like this before.
And then he started drinking. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. And so then at the end, she's leaving, and I'm like, should we get a picture? I'm like, I don't want, like, I've never been that person. Like, And so we did. And Sean was, like, looking at me, like, give her the scrunchie. And I was like, I can't do it. And I couldn't bring myself. I was, like, too nervous. I couldn't bring myself to give her a scrunchie.
Well, Kelly Kapowski, you have a scrunchie with your name on it.
Literally. It was named right after her. But a part of the reason was because she was like, yeah, I still carry scrunchies. And because I told her about my scrunchie line.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I still carry scrunchies. She goes, I'm just so obsessed with the small, little, tiny scrunchies. And the one I had for her was, like, a huge.
The big one.
Yeah.
Bonker.
And I was like, that was, like, bad timing for me. Yeah. Like,
hey, here's this one.
And there's this one named after you. It's huge. Yeah. But, yeah, so Sean and I just went for it last night. I mean, we had so many drinks. Then we went out dancing. We never do that.
Oh, my God. I wish we were there.
It was like a dream for me. Like, I love going out dancing. Mm-hmm. We went dancing to live music. And then all of a sudden, we go to the Honky Tonk Central at 3 a.m. We didn't even realize it was 3 a.m. and it's closed. And we're like, what time is it? And we went out till 3 in the morning.
Does it close at 2 here?
I think 3.
3?
I think so.
God, we have a long night ahead of us.
Are you going honky tonk?
Fire it up.
Oh, I want to go honky tonk.
Hey, I'll fire it up. I'm going for dinner with Carly.
Come with us later.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay.
All of his friends are in town for the game tomorrow. Oh. All of my friends are in town, so we just want to get everyone together.
What game is tomorrow?
Vanderbilt versus Nevada.
I'm so Canadian. I'm like, what?
Football.
Go
football.
Go sports.
Yeah. I like sports.
Garrett's like, never say that.
Yeah. Are you a big sports guy?
I do. That was like, you said, who else have you met or whatever?
Yeah.
I met Johnny Damon in Lake Tahoe.
I have no idea.
I don't either.
He played for the Red Sox, and he's a legend.
Oh, really?
Yeah, one of the greatest baseball players ever.
Oh, well, I'm really happy for you.
Thank you. It was awesome.
That's cool.
You know, you say fangirl or whatever.
Yeah.
I ran over to him, and he was there, and I got a little picture with him, and he had no idea who I was.
Garrett fangirled.
That's awesome.
I did. That's I was so excited.
They say to never meet your heroes. Was that, did he live up to your expectations?
Absolutely.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Oh, well, that's really nice.
What if you were like, he's just mediocre?
No, he wasn't mediocre. He was awesome. He was at a golf tournament or something. He ran down, jumped in a boat, and was taking pictures with people when I was on the beach.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah.
That's really nice. Sometimes I have to like think of people like that because sometimes I don't know if you guys get like this. I think I'm just not used to it. Like maybe people like athletes or actors are kind of used to people asking for photos, but I get so uncomfortable.
I do too.
Oh, yeah.
Like I freeze up and I'm like,
yeah, I'm like, well, and it's so funny because I still feel like my normal self from small town Minnesota. And so when people are like, can we have a photo with you? I was like, why would you ever want that? Like,
yeah.
I should pay you not to take a photo with me. Like, you don't want that.
Yeah.
It's strange.
It's such a weird world. It's been 3 years since I've been on the show and I'm still like I get, I like just get awkward and I'm not awkward and I'm like not a quiet, shy person, but I like just like all of a sudden like
get super awkward.
Yeah, you're like, if they're like, hey, can we take a photo? You're like, sure.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, yeah.
She has this awkward pause where it's, hey, do you mind taking a picture with us? And
yeah.
She, it's
pauses.
Silent.
Yeah, yeah,
and
I do that
she
too.
She goes, sure.
Sure. Because you're like, why?
Yeah, exactly. And like, I would never say no. And
no,
like,
no,
people
no.
are so sweet.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you don't want a photo of me. Like, what are you going to do with that? You don't want it.
Uh-huh. And I always look like absolute garbage mm-hmm. when I travel. Like, and then I'm like, when am I going to learn? Like, maybe slap on some lipstick.
Yeah.
And when I travel, I'm just like, I mean, I just look like a pile of poop.
Yeah. I'm like, hat, sunglasses, yoga leggings, like oversized sweatshirt.
Yeah.
Or it's always like when we're leaving the gym, like drenched in sweat. I'm like, huh, oh, you really want, like, don't touch
that's
me.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
Oh, the gym is the worst.
The gym, when you're all sweaty and like, so I've had someone ask me for a picture on the treadmill and I'm like,
oh, same.
Yeah.
Or in the bathrooms. That's
oh,
the
no,
weird part. I'm like, I just really have to pee right now, but can we do this after?
That's the weird. I'm like, let's just remove ourselves from the toilet area. That's, I actually had one girl, this is so sick and terrible, and I almost fought her, but she took a photo or a video, I'm not sure, through the crack of a bathroom
no.
stall when I was in there.
No
yes.
way.
That is
yes.
not okay. That's not okay.
No, it's not okay. I almost fought her.
You should have kicked
gosh.
The stall door in and just knocked the phone out of her hands.
I should have.
Wow.
I thought about it. I was so fired up. But anyway.
Oh, I would have been, yeah.
I know you guys have heard me talk about this before. Let's talk about it again. A bra that fits perfectly. Third Love. Using thousands of real women's measurements, Third Love designs its bras with breast shape and size in mind so that they can fit impeccably and feel even better. They have the most sizes of any brand. They just added 24 new sizes, making them the industry leader with a total of 70 sizes. That means there's bound to be one that fits you. There's quality in every stitch. The details make all the difference, from premium fabrics to expert design. And you can skip the trip to the store. You can find your fit in 60 seconds online, order, and try at home. No more awkward fitting room experiences. There's just a fit finder quiz. It's fun, a few simple questions to find your perfect fit. It's hands down the most comfortable bra that you will ever own. Tagless labels, no itching, straps that won't slip, ultra soft smoothing fabrics. Shall I go on? Third Love guarantees a perfect fit, and returns and exchanges are free and easy. Third Love knows that there's a perfect bra for everyone, so right now they're offering my listeners 15% off your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/vine now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/vine for 15% off today.
Wait, you guys have to confess.
I was trying to think of some. I'm like, what can I say that if my mom were to listen, she wouldn't be like, Rebecca Jill Kufrin. Like, what?
No, that's the ones you want to tell.
Oh, so many.
that's the people on air.
I'm trying to think. Do you want to go first? You have a good one. He told me this story. What, if the in your car, in your truck?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, yeah, tell.
Yeah.
Tell me.
So I just got done. I was coaching baseball,
yeah.
summer baseball, and we just got done. It was our last game.
Yeah.
So we went out and we got pizza and beer.
Yeah.
And my grandma was passing through the area with my aunts and uncles. And so I do pizza and beer. And then they're like, hey, we're at this restaurant grabbing steak and wine and all this. So
mm-hmm.
I go drive my truck over a stick shift Toyota Tacoma.
Yeah.
Drive it over to the hotel they're at.
Yeah.
At the steak place. And my grandma hadn't finished her steak, her wine. They had appetizers on the table and all these different, like, trio of desserts.
Yeah.
So I finish her steak, all the vegetables, some of the appetizers, and then wine, and then
he cleaned up
trio
the kitchen.
Of desserts,
oh,
and
no.
I'm just eating it.
Yeah.
So plus I had the pizza and beer.
Yeah.
And so we say goodbye, and I'm walking out to the parking lot, and
oh, no.
all that just hits me
yeah.
in the gut.
That's a lot.
And I'm like, oh, man, I'm about to myself.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I figured, am
wait,
I gonna...
can we swear on this?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And I figured, you know, am I going to run back into the hotel or should I make it to my truck and drive home? And I figured if I went
oh,
back
no.
to the hotel, you know, I wasn't even going to make it to the bathroom.
Right.
So I figured, let me chance it. I'll get in my truck. Well, mind you, it's a stick shift. So I get in my truck and I'm driving thinking
yeah.
I'm going to make it home.
Yeah.
Well, every time I had to put the clutch into shift gears, it like,
uh-oh, it like
spread
released.
My butt cheeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pinching like super tight to squeeze to hold it in, and I'm at a stoplight.
It's like,
and
a
I'm,
little release.
Yes,
every time.
Like a little release,
oh,
and
no.
I'm shaking bad.
Oh, no.
My legs are going back
sweating.
And forth, sweating.
Yeah. Oh no!
And I'm trying to like keep it in a low gear,
yeah.
but not put the clutch in. You
oh,
know,
wow.
so I'm honking at people that aren't moving on a green. Oh yeah, I'm firing it up, and so finally I get out front of the house, and I'm squeezing
yeah,
hard.
Yeah.
And I park my truck. Well. you can't really like jump down 2 feet unless you swing your feet out together.
Boy. Yeah.
So I just was
in a
hurry.
I love his movements right now.
Oh my God.
I know. I wish people could see
this. Yeah, no, I'm acting it out.
Oh, yeah.
And I put my left leg out like of the door to hit the ground while my right leg was still in the truck. Well, I got major separation. I just had a total blowout.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I'm not talking about a tire. I'm talking back door.
Yeah.
So then I had to pull my jeans tight around, you know, around my butt.
Yeah.
And I ran up to the door and got the key in. It was pretty
bad. Well, at least it was pretty bad.
I just went straight to the shower. Yeah, I just.
Oh my God.
You had to burn those jeans.
This is the kind of confession that people want.
Yeah.
You just gave the people what they want.
Oh my God.
That's amazing. Yeah. And obviously terrible.
Oh, it was terrible.
But great story.
Yeah, I burned them. Yeah.
Did you actually?
I think I did. A little bonfire out back.
Yeah. By yourself? Like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Neighbor was like, what are you cooking over there? It smells. Just kidding.
Yes. Oh, that's good.
Heard this story probably 3 or 4 times now, and every time I die laughing because he always tells it a little different, like adds in some new detail, and I'm like, what?
Like the bonfire all
of a sudden really happened.
Every time he switches in the gear, I'm like, oh my God, what? You're just a good storyteller.
I'm filling up
that's
my shoes.
Good. That's good. I really like felt that too. Like, I wish people could see your acting out skills of in your pants.
Next time we'll bring a camera.
That was next level. Good for you.
Thank you.
Oh, top that. Top that, Becca.
Has good ones.
I cannot top that. I have some, I wouldn't say good. I have some good ones, some funny ones. I'm always like, you know, one of these days I want to write like a book about all these like crazy stories of my life.
Oh, you should do like a coffee table book.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
But it's so funny because everyone's like, you're so classy. You're always so put together. I'm like, if only you really knew people.
We are human.
Yeah, exactly.
There is one which, sorry, Mom, if you ever hear this, I apologize.
She can just fast forward. There's a little button at the bottom. Skip 15 seconds. Just keep hitting
Move
that.
Move on
we're
forward,
done.
Mom.
Yep.
But okay, so I feel like everyone in their lifetime, you know, you always make a list of the people that you've been with in life. And so it wasn't until this season that I was with one of my producers who I got really close with, and we had some downtime. We're laying in bed like making the list, and I'm like, you know, I don't know my exact number because there's one that I'm still unsure about, you know. And you go to weddings, you drink too much,
of course.
It's just a blur, whatever.
Yeah.
So there's one and to this day I will never say his name, but he was my first, I can't even call it a closet hookup because it was at a hotel, but it was like literally their like holiday decor room where all of their decorations were.
Okay.
So that's like the next day I was like, you know, I don't know if I like went in there for sure with this guy. Like, did we make out? Like, I don't know. And then the next morning I'm like, oh yeah, we did, because I made my best friend come in there with me and we found my handbag under like a Santa Claus like garland wreath. I was like, keeping it classy right now.
Oh my gosh, wait, how old were you?
Oh,
it was just before the show.
Oh, a couple weeks before the show.
I was 26, I think.
I think I have my craziest stories at 25, 26.
Like mid-20s, yeah. Like I stayed in New York for a while for work, and you know, I mean, it's New York. You live your life.
You live your New York life, and you don't tell. It's like Vegas. Like what happens in New York stays on Instagram.
Yeah.
We tell each other our stories, though.
We know
We're very open.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's better than, you know, coming having a conversation with your friends and you're like, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I've heard this before. Get over yourself.
And I think through this show, you like, you're forced to have like these certain conversations about like marriage and blah blah blah, and you don't really like get the time. It's like all on camera and it's all for the TV show, and so you actually get really excited to like get down to like who each other, like who you really are
exactly
after, so that you really find out a lot about each other, and you probably talk more about stories than any other couple because you're like, you like crave that kind of realness.
Well, and it's like you're forced to open up in the weirdest of ways and talk about things that you never in your normal daily life would.
Yeah.
You talk about it, but not to the extent that you talk about it. So like when we finally were just alone, why are you giving me that face?
No, I was just thinking because it was funny the time it was like, oh, I did this. And then it's like, well, I did this. And you say, oh, really? Well, I
this
did
happened
this.
To
you, like, tried
like,
to one-up each other.
Yeah, one-upping each other in the stories. And then it's like, gosh, I just love you. And she's like, I love you too. And I'm like, okay.
But you just get so used to being on that level and, you know, just burying it all that, like, now for us, it's like, oh, yeah, you know, this is part of my past or this is me. And he's like, you know, I've been there, too. We've all have our past. We've all done stupid things. We've all made mistakes. And so it's different. But I feel like I'm never embarrassed to tell him anything now.
Well, that's really nice. Yeah. That when we were cleaning out when we were moving from the apartment that Sean lived into our house, we were like cleaning out the closet and like all these condoms fell out. And I was like, oh, like made me sick to my stomach. And he was like, yeah, at least I was being safe. I'm like, touche.
That's true.
Touche. Yeah. You were being safe. Okay. But yeah, no, I get what you mean. Like, it's just nice to like be able to share those stories and then be like, cool, but now we're engaged.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I appreciate that.
All in the past.
Yeah, all in the past. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what? Who wants to live in the past? Not me.
No, mm-hmm. me either.
Not me. I don't.
Moving on up. Moving forward.
That's when, wait, this is so typical me. I lose my train of thought as soon as, you saw it as soon as I walked in. Like,
I did too. Don't
worry. Also, do I have a booger right now?
I can't see that far because it's dark.
I don't think so.
Oh.
I would tell you though.
You would?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
No, he wouldn't.
Yes,
one time I had spinach or broccoli in my teeth and we started hooking up. And then an hour later, I was like, Garrett, why didn't you tell me I had this big piece of spinach in my teeth? He's like, I'm sorry. I just like wanted to keep kissing you for a while.
Like,
it was in the moment.
Romantic.
And I was like,
you're
I was
like,
over
care.
It anyways.
Yeah.
You know, we had spinach together, so I just got what was left over.
Right. Yeah. You didn't care.
He had a second lunch.
Yeah. I honestly didn't see it or I would have told her.
Oh, you didn't see it.
Yeah. Like she has this piece of pepper stuck right in between her two front teeth.
It's my little gap.
Oh, it's a con. Oh.
I have like a little gap.
But it
looks
gets
like
me every time. Yeah.
The other day, Sean and I were golfing and we were talking to this guy. He was like, do you guys want to play? Like, we can play together. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. I'm like, I really like taking my time. Like, I don't want to do that to you. And we're talking to him and he cracks a beer and we're talking. And then he walks away and Sean's like, you had a huge booger in your nose the whole time. And I was like, why wouldn't you just like quickly like nudge me or like reach over and grab it? Like, I pick his nose all the time for him.
I do too for him.
Yeah.
You do not.
I do, Garrett.
You picked it twice.
Well, you guys have only been together for like...
Always for the photo ops.
She always grabs my zits or she says, we need to get your unibrow. It's getting out of control.
Yeah. She's just taking care of you.
Yeah. I was just trying to fill it in.
I want to know the best...
Keep your face warm.
I want to know the best moment that happened that we didn't see between you two.
Best moment?
Yeah. We had a lot of good ones.
Funny, best, worst. I don't care.
Okay. Well, I have my side and it was...
We're going to say the same thing.
Yeah, it was our first group date together, and I think I talked to her at 3 a.m. You know how it goes. Like,
long
in
nights.
A row.
Yeah.
A long night, and I was one of the last people to talk to her. It was 3 a.m. I was really tired. We were talking about chicken nuggets and our favorite colors and stuff like that, and the producers
things
like,
that matter.
Yeah.
Your favorite Ninja Turtle.
Yeah, favorite Ninja Turtle. Yeah, Donatello and all them, you know? And she's like, the producers come in, they step in, and they say, that's really cute, guys, but let's talk about something a little more serious. How about past relationships? So Becca says, yeah, Garrett, tell me about your past relationships.
Yeah.
And I jumped right into my past marriage and divorce.
Right.
And she kind of had this stunned look on her face.
And this is how he tells it. He's like, yeah, you know, so I was in a really long relationship before. It was about three and a half years. And, you know, we were actually married, got divorced 2 months later. And right as he said that, one of the producers is like, okay, let's save that for another time. And so I'm sitting there like deer in headlights. Like,
you're like, no, it's already out there.
Yeah.
We can't just go back now.
And so he looked at me and like he was so tired. Like I could just tell he was either really drunk or really exhausted.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God. And then they like... They, like, heard us out really quick. They're like, okay, like, wrap it up. Let's go. We got to get back. And so I'm thinking this entire time, like, we're slowly walking up this hill to go back to, like, where all the other guys are. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is the worst. This is the worst.
She gave me the first impression, Rose, and then now it's our first time talking. And she's like.
Oh, this was then?
This was, like, our very first group.
This was, like, 2 weeks later.
Oh, the group date. Right.
No, so, like. This was so like
that same week.
It was our first date,
right?
And so we're walking out, and in my mind, he's probably like, "Oh my God, what just happened?" And I'm thinking like, "Oh my God, I just gave him the first impression, Rose. He was married, divorced. Like, what is happening?" And all of a sudden, I just see the ground come up, and I tripped. My heel got caught on my dress. I tripped off of the curb. Luckily, he caught me like right as my face was about to hit the curb.
Yeah, and I felt like I yanked her arm out of the socket.
Really?
Yes.
And then
this immediate reaction.
Yeah.
So he pulls me up and I just start laughing. And so we literally stood there for probably like 3 minutes dying laughing. Luckily, the camera guys were around us like, and then we started kissing. I'm like, okay, this is like the only redeeming thing of this moment right now. If I didn't have this like,
redeem yourself.
Like almost fall on my face and eat like, I would have been so disappointed because I would have been like, oh my God, this is the worst conversation ever.
That's like my dad tells me when I tell a bad story. He's like, at the end, just say you looked on the ground and you found $50.
Yeah.
So then at the end of the bad story, someone's like looking at me and I'll be like, and then I looked on the ground and I found $50. They're like, no way.
What'd you buy with that money?
Yeah, all of a sudden it's a good story. Yeah. So that's kind of the same thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We had other good moments though too, but that was like by far the thing that stuck out the most where I was like, yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah.
And it's so funny now because everyone's like, did you know right away it was Garrett? And I was like, uh-uh. No.
That's so funny.
I try so hard.
I just try so hard to not ask like the most typical questions that I always get. Like, mm-hmm. did you know it was Sean? I'm like, I actually did, but like.
Well, I remember you telling me when I met you that first day. Yeah. They were like fresh out of the limo. Like he came up and stood next to me and I was just stunned by him.
Yeah. Yeah. I knew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole season I started thinking like, okay, he could have a girlfriend back home. I don't know.
Right.
Like I didn't. You start questioning it. But the second he walked out of the limo, I was like, well, yeah. I think that's my guy.
And that was
my favorite things, though, was what? Another story I was going to tell you was Thailand.
Yeah.
And usually the lead asks questions.
Yeah.
And then you're kind of answering them and telling a story.
Right.
And then they were like, hey, Garrett, why don't you, when you sit down next to her, you're going to be saying like how much you're into her and everything like that. So I'm telling her, but they bring this elephant down across the river. And I can tell when I'm talking to her that she has no idea even what I'm saying. And she's just looking at the elephant. And she's like going, mm-hmm, yeah. And she'll look at me. And then the producer stepped in and was like, Becca, we need more engagement out of you because
you're
not even paying attention
though,
to what he's saying.
Well,
to you.
Elephant is a pretty good distraction.
It was classic. Yeah. It was awesome.
It's not like it was another dude. But did you watch the season back?
Yeah.
Because I feel like just knowing you in this short amount of time, I feel like you could watch and be like, yeah, it is what it is. Like
that's what I did. Yeah,
that's how he was.
Wow, that's great.
She got really nervous about it because they said that it's one of the hardest times to watch it back with your significant other.
Yes,
and I was like, I'm already expecting the worst to happen anyways.
Right, right. Yeah, it's. I mean, everybody's so different, but like Sean always just watched our parts, and I don't know if I could like even with Chris Soules when I was on his season of The Bachelor, like I found it really hard to watch back, even though I didn't end up with him, even though I didn't feel like he was my person. I even found that hard to watch back.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting to know how different people deal with it.
Yeah.
And that you can like compartmentalize like that was the relationship. That was the relationship. This is ours. And now we're going to move forward.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's really awesome.
And for me personally, because last season, you know, when I was on Ari's season, they were like, you know, just watch your parts. It's going to be weird watching back. I'm like, but I'm just such a curious person as it is. I'm like, I would always question. So, like, I need to know everything. I need to watch everything.
Because it also gives you some closure as well or some understanding of the situation. Like,
totally.
I do. Whoa, hello. I just spilled my wine. That would have been tragic.
Save the wine.
I don't care about the computer. But, yeah, it's like you kind of have a better understanding watching back of, like, what it was and just the, like, process of it all,
right.
I feel like.
Yeah. Or even for me to like see how things were pieced together. It's like, you know, you say certain things at a certain time and you don't know when it's going to come into play. Exactly. So I'm like, I want to know what I'm saying and doing because if I look like a complete idiot or if I say something stupid, I at least can, you know, for me and my own sanity, like when did I actually say that? When did I do that?
I had a question actually for you. Maybe you can't answer this and that's fine. But when Colton was talking about being a virgin, did you actually like get up and leave and have that moment of thinking or was that editing? You probably can't say.
Yeah. I mean, like, they're one, it's funny because, like, you know, when you film, it's like they go on for so long.
Yeah.
And there was a point, like, Colton and I both got up. We went to the bathroom. We had a snack break.
Right.
We had our interviews. And that's what, you know, people don't always realize is you're breaking in between all the dates and the dinners. And so that was just a thing. And, like, and I would actually, like, excuse myself a decent amount throughout the dates because I'd be like, do I have food in my teeth? Like, can I have a Listerine? Or can I have this? Can I have that?
She usually smelled like peanut butter.
I ate so much peanut butter.
Really? That was the thing?
She would come back smelling like peanut butter.
So, I mean, that's not a bad smell.
That was, like, my snack.
No.
So I would just, like, spoonful eat that peanut butter. But
that's funny.
And so for that, too, it's like I knew – you know, like going into it, I knew Colton had something he wanted to tell me and I had no idea what it was. And I knew that when he finally like, did say, hey, you know, I'm still a virgin, like he held that so dear and it took him, you know, however many weeks that was, like 5 or 6 before he told me.
Right.
So I'm like, he's putting a lot of time into this. And like, I don't want to just say, oh, cool or oh, whatever. Like, I legit want to think about how does that make me feel? You know, like, can we fit? And so it wasn't just like for me, it wasn't just like a
you weren't like, whoa, this is a deal breaker. Let me have a minute to, like, take that in.
Yeah.
Whoa. You were just like,
And
how do I respond?
Right, yeah. Yeah, and yeah. I got so much flack for leaving. I'm like, but for me,
Becca,
it was never a big
deal. You could eat an apple and you'll get
yeah. Well, you can do anything. Like, the way that I blink, I got crap for. So I'm like, okay, whatever.
Did you seriously?
Oh, yeah. Like, you know, well, you know, like, people will slide into your DMs and anything. They'll say anything.
Anything.
People are like, you blink way too much. Somebody was like, you look constipated or something with how much you blink. I'm like, I
she
can't help my eyeballs. Yeah. So I'm like,
You're like, I was. Wow. That really came
thanks,
across.
Thanks, guys.
Yes. No, you are observant.
That's, yeah, I guess I can.
Yeah, it's
I can,
anything.
The amount of people would say, like, Sean got so much for having a big nose. Like, people were just losing their minds that he had a big nose.
They said I look like Sid from Ice Age, that my eyes are super far apart.
Oh, my God. I love Sid from Ice Age.
I know. Me, too. And I took it as a compliment. I was like, thank you. I love
you should have started saying your S's like this.
Oh, I love that.
I want to do, speaking of when we said coffee table books, I want to do a coffee table book. Oh, yeah. I'll never say no to some more.
Yeah, of course.
But of like all of the funny, weird, random messages and like combine it with all of the people from the show, like their top three. Like one time Garrett got a message and it was from, I don't even know, some random girl. And she's like, you probably smell like dirty hot dog water.
Yes, I love
and I'm
that
like,
one.
What? And like in my mind, I'm like, well, damn, I love hot dogs.
Oh my
like, that's
gosh,
not a
that
bad
just
thing.
Like my mouth watered when you yeah. said that. Like I was like,
But yeah. you probably get those random things too where you're like, how did you, first of all, come up with this? Be like, points for cleverness, but you're like, what? Like, why would you, what would even
dirty
make you say that
water?
To someone?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
it's just crazy what people come up with and what they'll actually say. Because I'm like, I think they, again, like going back to the beginning of this podcast when I said people think of you as characters, like, I don't think they really ever think, like, they probably think of you as just like this character that was on TV.
Right.
You're not a real person. They can say whatever they want to you and you're not going to read it or comment back because you're a character.
Yeah.
Like, that's what.
Yeah,
I remember like after your season because I obviously followed you on Instagram and
now we're friends.
Look at us now.
Oh my God.
But you one time I think you probably got so much crap like because you're just built so tiny and so, they kept saying like eat cheeseburgers and
I get it.
I remember your Insta story where you shoved your face full of a cheeseburger and you're like eat a cheeseburger, Caitlin, and you flicked off the camera and I was like I love this girl. Yeah. I was like, yes,
because if people only knew the amount of I ate like everybody tells me to eat a cheeseburger and I'm like I had two today like this morning I put this on my Instagram story I dropped off Sean at the gym because we were very responsible and we left his truck downtown and so we had to take him to go get the truck and on my way back I'm like Burger King so I go through the drive-thru of Burger King
yum
and then I panic and when she goes can I take your order I was like oh God, I want McDonald's. And so,
at Burger King?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then I said, can I just get onion rings? I don't think I've ever ordered onion rings in my whole career of like fast food eating.
But Burger King
like,
has good ones.
Yeah,
they were amazing.
You can have it your way there.
You can.
Yes.
That's what they say.
Why don't we go there more often?
And have you had the zesty sauce?
I've never been.
No.
I haven't been to Burger King for a long time.
This was where, like, one of our first conversations, I was like, are you a McDonald's guy or a Burger King guy?
And
well,
it was
no,
McDonald's.
This was over chicken nuggets.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not just
well,
in
I
general.
I will say any chicken nugget is a good chicken nugget, but
McDonald's.
Well, I grew up eating Burger King.
Chicken nuggets are my favorite.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, we're totally interrupting your cheeseburger story.
Oh, no. I will talk about this topic all day. We'll circle back. We'll circle back. Go
but
on.
He loves McDonald's nugs. I love both, but Burger King just seems like it has more real chicken in it.
What about Chick-fil-A nugs?
I haven't had those yet.
Oh, this is controversial.
I've only had the Chick-fil-A sandwiches. Mm. I'm assuming it's the same chicken.
Yeah.
But we got to try it.
I mean,
it would
be weird if it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, when your billable hours start running into your happy hours, there is no time for an outfit change. So rewrite the rules of dressing for the job with style for work at Express. These fashion-forward pieces are designed to make syncing your professional schedule and personal life easier than ever. Shop style for work at Express and go from your first meeting to last call without compromising your personal style. Check out Express for all the best dress pants, work tops, blazers, and dresses. There's newest looks for work, that upcoming job interview, or just refresh your closet so that you can dress for the job that you want. And even better, you can shop more sizes and more styles than ever. Shop women's sizes 00 to 18 at express.com and in select stores. Shop style for work now at your nearest Express store or on express.com and get $25 off when you spend $100 on anything at Express using code Caitlin in store or 4841 at express.com. That's promo code Caitlin in store or 4841 at express.com.
We'll be back with more Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
Alexa isn't the only one with breaking news. Make sure to hang around at the end of this podcast for the latest breaking headlines on the AP News Minute.
Hey guys, if you like this show, then you need to check out Divorce Sucks with celebrity divorce attorney Laura Wasser. Each week she answers questions, shares anecdotes, and chats with opinionated men and women, innovative thought leaders and celebrities about breaking up, getting divorced, and moving on. Her past guests include Sean Gold, her father Dennis Wasser, and most recently, Kris Jenner. So check out Divorce Sucks with Laura Wasser weekly on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Now back to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
I'll circle back now. So I panicked and I ordered onion rings. And then I was like, I think there's a camera. Like, I think they can see you. And I went like this. I did the forehead smack. And then I was like, what am I doing? And then I was like, I really want McDonald's. And so I got the onion rings. And then I drove to McDonald's crushing onion rings. And then went through the McDonald's drive-thru. And I left being like, I'm disgusting. Like, no. I'm disgusting.
Sometimes you need those days, especially when you are hungover. Yeah. You need something to soak that booze up.
It actually made me feel 10 times better. 3 Advils, Burger King, and McDonald's, you're golden.
And now you're back to the wine. You got it, girl.
Yeah. I've got it dialed in. This is my first hangover, but like, no, I'm just kidding. It's not my first. But that's, I was like, how do I need something to like make myself feel better because it was bad.
Yeah.
Like, it was real bad.
See, and I get hangovers. Like, I can drink one beer, and the next day I'm like,
that's
Sean. So sick.
That's Sean. He gets so hungover, and he gets the booze blues really bad, like super depressed.
Yeah.
He'll wake up. Actually, this morning I was waiting for it. I was like, oh, man. We went to bed at 4 and he was like, oh, man. No, he was. I'm still drunk. I said, oh, man, here we go. He's going to be so depressed and like regret last night. He woke up. He's like, I will take this hangover. That was a fun night we had. And I was like, oh, and
nice.
I was like, wow, because we've been apart for so long and we like starting. He started a business and like we're on these different paths. And it's been like really challenging as a couple to like go your separate ways, but still like be on the same page and like starting a new business. Right. Obviously, is taking all of his
time.
It's
like a child.
And I'm a needy. Oh, wow. That came out.
Oh, my goodness. That was with a PH, though. It's okay.
Yeah, with a PH. They'll bleep it. They'll bleep it. But I'm just like, duh, why am I not your priority? Like, it's been really challenging. So it's like, it was nice for us to just, we had zero concerns last night. We just had drinks. We went out dancing. We had so much fun. We did it when we got home. And we were just like, what? We were like free birds.
Yeah.
And in the morning, he was like, I'll take the hangover. And I was like, holy hell.
You're like, this is a whole new part of our life.
Yeah.
This is great.
I'm like, I feel like we just like entered a new part of our relationship and we're like back into the honeymoon phase. It's really fun.
For hangovers, for me, it's hit and miss.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and my brother is an animal. I just went to his bachelor party.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
And he's like, you just got to drink more.
So where was the bachelor party?
Ibiza.
Wow.
I thought he was going to die.
Wow.
I might have died twice and came back to life.
The heart did stop twice.
It did.
He woke up on a beach and sent me a photo and I was like, I don't want to see this again.
Oh, no. Yeah,
then
you're like, you're engaged now?
Yeah.
You're like, but I had a great time.
When I was barfing, I was like, I'm having a great time.
Crying, but like laughing and throwing up all at the same time.
All for my brother.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it is your brother's. You got to go for it. Oh, man, that's aggressive. It is hard to come off the show too and not party. Like, you just are so used to like just living your life, do whatever you want,
like
drinking,
staying up late, traveling to these cool places. Yeah,
it's hard to adjust. It's weird to transition back. Have you guys? I know this is a question you get all the time, but I don't care because I'm going to ask it. Found anything that annoys you about the other person?
Oh yeah.
Oh, fire it out. Tell me.
Well, I've said this literally in every interview. And I noticed this right away is that he has this paper towel thing where he always will crumble up paper towels and leave them all around the house.
Oh, my God. Sean does that, too.
I think
it
drives
me
nuts. Thing.
Need to get used to it, though.
I'll get direct messages from tons of people being like, my boyfriend or my husband or my fiancé does this, too.
Yeah.
I'm like, maybe it's just a guy thing.
I think it's a guy thing.
Bounty sent us 2 rolls of paper towels.
Yeah, with like a cute little note being like, we heard about Garrett's
You know
issues.
What? Yeah. Eat that shit up because there's going to be – I sometimes will purposely be like, oh, and like make up a dumb story because then I know they'll send me stuff. Oh, God, I hope nobody's listening. No brands are listening. But sometimes I'm like, oh, our blender's broken. Sure could use a new
Dang
one.
It.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden it's like I've got like the ninja bullet like reaching out and I'm like, oh, sure, I'll take one.
Like, oh, I'll just cheat in
the system everywhere I go.
Yeah. So he
you know what's hard, though, is, well, because we're together in an apartment, small mm-hmm. apartment.
My apartment is tiny.
Oh, yeah.
Tiny,
so
tiny.
It's like I turn around, I bump into her, or she comes and she bumps into me, or vice versa.
Yeah.
And then it's like you're hanging out here and she wants to hang out there, and I don't know.
I think it's hard in a small space.
Yeah.
We did that too in Vancouver. Very small apartment.
And I don't know if you lived with anyone before, Sean. He's the first guy I've ever lived with.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I lived with one before, yeah.
Okay. And so I'm used to my own space. Yeah. I'm used to being on my own. I feel like I'm just super independent. And so having him, you know, you get all this advice from people and they're like, you know, pick your battles. And so having to move in, like, and overall it's been amazing and it's been fun.
Yeah.
But there are the moments where you just need your alone time.
Yeah.
And so I think we've been really good about trying to gauge each other and balance that. So I'm like, okay, do you need some alone time? Like, you go on the couch, watch Game of Thrones. I'm going to read my book in the bed. Like, we'll do our own thing.
Yeah.
But it's just different. And
I'm
like, if anyone has advice, help me out, because
space is good.
Like, she sleeps like 2 hours a night, I think. She rolls like a little tornado.
Oh,
and
toss her
headboard. Yeah, her headboard's metal. So every time she moves, it's like,
wakes you up.
And hits the wall.
Yeah.
And then I wake up and then she feels bad. Because then I'm up.
Yeah.
But then if I maybe, you know, get into a deep sleep and start to snore and she's sleeping, it wakes her up.
Oh.
So we're in this constant little cycle of back
we
and
had
forth.
The same problem, but we just, like, I mean, we've lived in our house for over a year and we just finished our bedroom, like, so embarrassing. But we have, like, the most magical bed setup and a king, and we're just, like,
on opposite. Oh, I've seen your Instagram. Yes.
We're, like, on opposite ends. Oh, you'll get there. You'll get there. But we're, and now I have the best sleeps of my life. We, like, have this system. We, like, get into bed. We're very cuddly. We watch a show and, like, eventually start falling asleep and roll to our, like, opposite ends.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing that drives me nuts is he never turns off the TV.
Oh, yeah.
So I fall asleep before him. Then he falls asleep. I'm like, just turn off the TV before you
put
fall
it on
asleep.
Wait, sleep timer.
Okay, I need to just order a new remote off Amazon because we don't have a sleep timer.
What?
Yeah, it's stupid. 2018, we don't have a sleep timer.
See, and I don't have a TV in my bedroom.
Yeah.
I have just like a tiny ass TV in my living room, and like, I don't. He's like, can we bring it in the bedroom? I'm like, no, I want to go to bed.
I know. That's a good call. They say to do that. Well, what are you guys' plans? You know.
Just people.
They.
You know, come on.
They. Yeah.
It's
they.
Like, but what if you, like, you guys prefer to just watch TV to help you pass out?
We do.
Yeah. I stare at the closet doors. I
no, you're
entertaining.
He
doors.
Puts his head down and starts snoring right away.
Oh, really? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Oh, that's
do.
Oh, wow. You're right. that's a skill, actually.
She's right. Yeah.
That's a skill. I fall asleep pretty quick, but not that. I don't. You snore? Do you snore?
No, I sleep talk, though.
Oh, her so does Sean. Conversations are wild.
But don't you ever get scared that she's going to be like, man, I never loved Garrett?
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
That's always my fear, that when Sean's like talking in his sleep, I'm like, what if he's like, I miss my ex-girlfriend?
Yeah. Talking about someone. Like,
oh, my gosh. The
like,
worst, I
who
think,
is
when
Barbara?
She busts out laughing.
Oh, that's scary.
It's evil. And then she's right back to sleep.
Oh, that's
wait,
scary.
Wait, is it an evil laugh?
It's like, ah-ha-ha-ha-ha.
Wait, that is actually really scary.
Yeah.
That's funny. Okay, wait, I have a little game.
Okay.
Let's do it.
We're... What? Do we hate games?
No, we love games.
Okay, good. I'm just going to ask questions to both of you. You have to answer for the other person. So, like, does Garrett want a big or small wedding?
I would say small.
You can answer now.
I'd like to invite everyone.
Oh. I want a really big wedding. Oh,
no,
wow. Do you even know his middle name?
Small.
God.
Michael.
No, small's fine.
How many kids does Becca want?
Three.
Mm-hmm.
Two or three.
Wait, I think I even knew that.
But at least like four dogs first.
Oh, yeah. Please get golden retrievers.
I want any dog.
Okay.
I'm not picky.
Now everyone's going to shit on me for not saying adopt. For Garrett, football or baseball?
Baseball.
Oh.
Yes.
I would have guessed football, but I don't know you.
I played football and baseball, but I favor baseball over football.
Oh, and I wanted to tell you, when I don't know if you guys heard this, but when you were first on the show, it was night one, I did a podcast like recap of the show. You were our favorite.
Really?
I wanted to tell you that.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, he was our favorite.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, from the get-go. Yeah. I know, and I was like, oh my gosh, first impression, Rose. Mm-hmm. That's like you're keeping the tradition alive for the Bachelorettes.
Well, when you three girls told me that, I was sitting on the couch being like, no pressure, right?
It's a lot of pressure.
And think of the next Bachelorette. I'm like,
Yeah,
girls.
And then people are going to shit on her for that.
Yeah. I know.
It's so funny. Hey, wait. What do you guys think about Colton being The Bachelor? I'm not for it, but like I think he's great. I'm not saying it's a bad choice. I'm just like, oh, I was so rooting for Jason to be The Bachelor.
Well, so were we, I think. Yeah. I think like I expected it to be somebody from my season. I didn't think that they'd go back and pull
do
somebody.
That again.
Yeah.
Yeah. They learned their lesson.
And, you know,
one.
It's always like top four.
Yeah.
It's I would say standard. I honestly did think it would probably be Jason or Blake.
Really?
Yeah.
I always thought Jason.
And I was rooting for Jason just because, like, there's just something about him.
He's genuine.
He's so genuine. And he's just so well-spoken. He's so fun, so charismatic.
Yes.
Just, like,
he's very charismatic.
I think he would bring, like, such a good zest
That's
to the
I
role.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, no. And again, I don't ever want to diss Colton because I think he seems like such a nice guy. But I just think that Jason would have made better TV.
I don't know. You know, and it all depends on the dates. Like, I don't. But,
it does.
You know, and like, we
and
also stay in touch with Colton. And, like, he talks to Colton every now and again. And yeah. I think that I think he'll be good for the role. I think he will be good to all of the girls that are there.
Of course.
I just really hope that he's completely ready, you know, because
yeah,
he came
exactly.
on my season. He had the whole, like, Tia background. And then, of course,
right.
like, we haven't watched Paradise, but, you know.
It's a shit show.
I've talked to Tia.
Is it?
And so
it's
I,
a shit
yeah,
show.
And so I know what went down. And, you know, I just want him to just, you know, if this is what he wants to do, put it all out there. And, like,
yeah.
you know, just
really commit to,
really
like,
commit.
Finding somebody and being
yeah.
serious about it and ready.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
That's, yeah, Bachelor in Paradise right now, like, it makes me sad. Like, sometimes I watch it and I'm like, oh, because I'm like, you just don't believe in, like, the love stories anymore. And you're like, oh, it's just a bunch of people, like, trying to make good TV and then being like, you're great, but what else is out there?
Right.
Like, nobody's,
like, waiting for the next
yeah.
person to walk down the steps.
And it just
steps.
Makes me sad because I'm like, oh, like, that's not going to work out. Like, just go with what you feel. But I feel
right.
like everybody's just like, but what else is out there?
Like, what's going to come?
Yeah, yeah. So that's yeah. sad.
Hey, guys, some useful car tips. A coffee filter and a little bit of olive oil can clean your interior. Removing excess weight from your car improves gas mileage. And you can place your key fob right to your chin to increase its range. I know it's weird, but it totally works. And here's another car tip you may not know about. TrueCar also helps people get used cars. That's right, TrueCar isn't just for buying new cars. With their certified dealer network, nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used cars, you will enjoy real pricing on actual inventory and a simpler buying experience whether you buy new or used. And with TrueCar, users can see what others paid so they know if they're getting a good deal before buying. They're also more likely to enjoy a faster car buying experience by connecting with TrueCar certified dealers. So when you're ready to buy a new or used car, check out TrueCar and enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features are not available in all states.
Anyways, back to our game. Just wanted to get your thoughts on that. Does Garrett have any fetishes?
I don't think
his
so.
His eyes just
I'm
lit
like,
up.
Well, I'm watching his face right now, and I'm like, what is that? What are your eyeballs yeah,
are you
right now?
I was just curious to see.
I will say.
Yeah, I know where she's going with this.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
He likes ears. Like, he loves rubbing ears.
Cute.
Which actually feels really good. Like,
the best feeling.
Yeah, I've never had a guy do that to me. And so, like, we'll just be sitting there, and he'll, like, he constantly does it. Like, he'll rub my earlobes. He'll even kiss my ears. And I'm like, oh, this is nice. I like this.
I had one time a masseuse started massaging my ears, and I was like, this is one of the best feelings.
Yeah, and it's new. It's, like, foreign. It's, you
yeah,
know,
like, why don't we do this more often?
Right.
Yeah, she has one. It's, like, her special ear on
this
the left
one.
Side.
It's pointy. I have an elf ear
yeah,
on my
elf ear.
Look,
yeah.
Wait, look.
Do you?
Yeah.
What?
Look at this ear points out, and this ear is round.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, that's, like, so this one's the round one.
Oh, yeah.
And my right one is very pointed.
And you tuck
and
it behind
like,
your hair.
I like giving mm-hmm. it a
yeah,
nice
I do that
little,
too.
You know,
yeah, get
rub the, like that.
Give the little
yeah.
elf ear a little love.
A little love.
A little ears.
That's so funny.
I totally have the same thing. Oh, that's cute. Now I'm like, why doesn't Sean rub my ears?
Like, Sean, can you just touch my ear for 30 seconds?
I'm going to ask him to tonight, see what happens.
He's going to look at you and be like, what?
Yeah, I'll be like, rub my ears. Do it. Garrett, what's Becca's love language? Oh,
you
we haven't read
this.
The book.
You know this. I've told you this on the show.
This is the most important thing you need to know about
there's
your significant other. Oh, I have two as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably going
to
say
want me,
it wrong.
Wait, do you want me to say the four? Did I just say?
Four, yeah. With
five love languages.
Yes.
Five.
Yeah, give them to me.
Okay, so there's gifts, words of affirmation, physical touch, quality time, and
acts of service.
Service.
You have two and three. You got it.
Words of affirmation. She's looking at me like,
I know,
wrong.
I'm like, was that wrong?
Yes.
That was wrong.
Acts of kindness.
Acts of
carrot.
Acts of service.
No, so I would say mine is physical touch and quality time.
Okay.
Oh, those are the two I was going to say after.
When I narrowed it down, when those were the only two left, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. That's okay. So wait, physical touch and quality time.
And quality time. But okay. I think for the longest time, because I had always been in long distance relationships for the most part, and so quality time to me was so important. So I was actually thinking it'd be cool to retake that quiz to see
now
what
spending
it would
so
be.
Much quality time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would still say physical touch though.
Okay, physical touch.
Okay.
That's you can touch my ears anytime.
I am definitely not a physical touch guy. Sean is. That's his love language. And mine's, I need words of affirmation. Like, please tell me how cute I am. Tell me how good I am at what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. Like, tell me everything. Just
build me
give
up.
Me
word.
Yeah. And he's like, well, I'm really bad at communicating. I'm like, cool. Yeah. Can't wait to marry you.
Typical man.
Yeah, exactly.
What?
Bad at communication? Huh, no.
I know. Sometimes I give him a hard time and then I'm like, oh, yeah, that's probably a lot of guys out there. And I'm just like.
And I think it's because, like, guys, for the most part, when you're younger, you're taught to, like, figure things out on your own. Don't be overly emotional.
You fight for yourself.
Yeah. And so I'll notice that with Garrett. Like, he's a, you know, sometimes he'll get in his head and he likes to work things out on his own. And that's what he's used to. But I'm like, no, like, we need to talk about this.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
If, like, something's happening. Just tell me. Like, it's not going to hurt my feelings. So we're working on it.
Yeah, that's – well, and that will probably be, like, a constant, like – you work probably work on that for the next like 20 years of your life. Like, I just feel like that's something you'll always have to work on
always.
Because you're 29, did you say?
Yeah.
You've for 29 years been doing it that way. Mm-hmm. So it's fun to learn new things and work through it. But God, let me just tell you, always stick it through with the hard times. Okay.
Yeah.
Always.
We're fighters.
Yeah.
We are.
In a good way and a bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we wrestle.
What'd you just say?
Oh, I said we wrestle, you know.
Oh, wrestle.
We do. Yeah. Do you and Sean wrestle?
Oh, you guys actually wrestle.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
she's like, I got to know that you could defend me if some guy comes up to attack. So she tries to pull some moves on me, throat chop, block it, spin her around, take her down.
Or like, I want to know how to defend
roll
myself so he'll teach me.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I know what we're doing tonight.
Hell yeah.
Oh, wait. Sean leaves for L.A. today. So.
Sunday night when he's back.
But she likes to get a good base and set her anchors in, you know?
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Okay, I'm into that.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of hot. Oh, guy just got creepy. Okay, Garrett, what's Becca's biggest fear?
Oh, God, I don't even... I got to think about this.
I don't know what my big... Mine's like, I don't know, dying because I feel like that's everybody's biggest fear.
I think... I don't know if you would know this for me.
Maybe being alone?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I'd say being alone.
Yeah.
She doesn't. So, like, if she gets upset or anything, or if we're in an argument, the worst thing is to isolate her and be mad and go away. She likes the physical touch. So I should have known that. But she would rather have, if you're mad, not go away, but hug her and comfort her. Mm-hmm.
That is so me as well. I just said that to Sean the other day when he was like, this is where I walk away. This is where I have to go. And I'm like, that's the last thing I need. Yeah. Like, I need you to just like. Because I was like, this is so funny because obviously like people don't ever talk about like the arguments and the like tough times, but I'm very honest about it. And I was like crying about something probably stupid. And he was like, this is where I have to walk away. And I'm like, no, this is where you need to just hug me and tell me you love me and stay.
Yeah.
We were figuring something out the other night, you know. And
I had a little too much to drink after a wedding.
Was it tequila?
It was tequila.
Yeah, that's why I joked about it earlier on the way in.
You know?
And we laugh about it. We joke about it. But she got upset and she didn't want me around. But then eventually.
She does.
Yeah, she does. Yeah.
So then I, of course, started crying. And you know, when you drink too much, you cry a lot. And the waterworks just come and don't stop.
Yeah.
And so he just like held me for the longest time. Aww. And I was like, no, just let me be. And he's like, I'm not leaving you. And so he just held me. And then afterwards we felt better. And then like. Felt real great after that.
That's the best. See, and that wouldn't have happened if you walked away.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's
win-win.
So win-win.
Win-win.
Sure, that is.
I can't read her thoughts. She can't read mine. You know, we're just figuring each other
out. You just gotta hug her and then quick sex.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hug it out.
Quick sex.
What is it? 7 seconds.
7 seconds of touch. Yeah. Yeah. Have you heard that? Like,
no.
Hug somebody for 7 seconds and it releases the not the endorphins, but the like
serotonin.
Yeah.
So sometimes I use an outstretched arm and my pointer finger, you know, because I don't want to be close.
Right. But you're touching.
But I'm touching her.
Right. Yeah. It's the physical
and then she's
contact.
Like, see, doesn't that feel better? I don't know.
No. So like, one of my best guy friends, Scott, he gives the best hugs, and he told me that a couple years ago. And so every time he hugs people, he'll do it for seven seconds.
I'm gonna hold on to
Scott. And all of my girlfriends met him, and they're like, he gives the best hugs for whatever reason.
Oh, that's really special.
Yeah.
I'm going to hang on to that for the rest of my life. Thank you, Scott.
You did it.
Thank you, Scott. Oh, my gosh, Scott, thank you for that. Wait, now I want to know what his love languages are.
His is physical touch or, what was it, acts of service?
Yeah.
You like if, like, well, like if cooking, she, like if she does something nice, like she, like you come home and you like the bed made or something. Not saying you do, but if she did that and showed you her love through that, you'd appreciate that.
Yeah, and the physical touch, I love having my back scratched or she grabs my head. We're laying on the couch. She starts scratching my head. I'm kind of like a dog where I think
Little leg starts going.
Yeah. And that's what I found out, like, right away on the show is, you know, because when you're sitting there on the dates at dinner, did you just unplug? Yeah, you're breaking things. Can't take you anywhere.
No, it's fine. I just can't sit still.
Yeah.
That's Sean.
He's always like,
I can't wait
legs.
For you guys to meet Sean.
Oh, I can't
yes,
wait.
I can't wait either.
Sunday. We're going to have a great time.
Yeah, we will.
Fire it up.
Fire it up. God, this could be like day four in a row for me. Here we go. Game on.
All right.
Did we probably see this on the show? Was the first time you guys said I love you, was that when you got engaged?
Mm-hmm.
That's so sweet.
Yeah. He said it in Thailand, and then I said it the week after. Yeah. But I knew when he said it that I wanted to say it back, and I thought it was going to pop out, and it didn't, luckily.
Yeah, I got absolutely ripped apart because I told Sean I loved him off camera, and they honestly ripped me a new one.
Mm-hmm.
It was awful. Okay, what's Becca's guilty pleasure?
Sweets.
Oh, sweets.
Yeah.
Oh,
like chocolate
or
candy.
So this guy that she used to date, his mom makes this incredible cheesecake.
Yeah.
And she made it for us and had a really sweet message inside the box.
Oh, that's so nice.
And left it at her mom's house for us when we went and visited.
Yeah.
And
Tracy White, thank you.
Night, I look over and she's just in the kitchen plowing cheesecake. I'm like, damn.
It's so, like, it's like Pringles. Once you pop the fun, don't stop. Like, you cannot just take one bite.
You can't.
I just stare at her until she, like, looks over and she's like, what?
What, this isn't how you eat cheesecake?
Yeah, she's got two pieces at a time just cutting it down the middle.
It's so good, though, and it's a secret recipe. And so you would only get the recipe if you married in the family, and clearly I didn't marry in the family.
But you still get to enjoy it.
I still get to enjoy it.
What a beautiful thing.
It's perfect.
Wow. And she's like, you know, don't let me have any more sweets or anything like that. You know, they make me feel so bad and things like that.
Yeah, like I'll feel so sick. Like I'll eat so much that I get sick.
We were in the airport yesterday, and she's like, oh, my God, do you want to split a cookie?
But I'm like the type of person where I can eat and eat and eat dinner and be stuffed to the brim, but I always want some sort of sweet.
My dad says it soothes your stomach.
It's like you have a separate stomach for the sugar.
No, it's my dad's excuse to eat dessert.
Oh, I was like, wait, really? I'm going to take that as well.
Your dad and I are on the same wavelength.
Yeah.
That's so funny. What I'm taking from this podcast is that sweets after dinner soothes your stomach and you got a hug for 7 seconds.
Yeah,
every time we go to a Mexican restaurant, my dad orders flan. And you could be so stuffed. And he's like, oh, we better get flan. It'll soothe your stomach.
It's like you have a separate stomach for it, I swear.
Oh, I know.
I'm into it. I like that. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
Dang. Okay, we're almost out of time. I'm just going to ask a couple questions from listeners. Kelly Gard wants to know, what's the most annoying question that you always get asked?
Oh, my God. Kelly Gard a lot. But probably... right now, the most annoying one that's just we literally just cannot answer is where we're going to live.
Oh, yeah. Because everybody – and is it probably when's – do you have a wedding date?
Yeah, wedding date, wedding details, where we're going to live. We just don't know.
Yeah. But then once you get married, people will be like, when are you having a baby?
Yeah.
And then when you have a baby, they'll be like, are you having baby number two?
Yeah.
It's just how it goes. Mary Howard wants to know if you have had to compromise on anything yet.
Who drives the car?
Yeah, I mean, like, little things.
Yeah.
But I mean, I will say we are both pretty stubborn. And so, like, the big things we have yet to compromise on.
Yeah. That'll take a while.
Yeah. It's just, like, little plans. Like, right now, you know, September and October is crazy booked with different things. And we're just trying to, like, compromise. Do we do this one weekend? Do we do that after a wedding? Like, right. What it might be.
And I pick up on her, like, yeah. And I'm like, that's a yeah. Like, she's really questioning it.
Right. Mm-hmm. See, that's nice. Because eventually that'll turn into, are you freaking serious? That's what I do now. That's me now, 3 years in.
Yeah. So much to look forward to.
Yes, so much to look forward to. Elizabeth Cunningham wants to know, what's the nerdiest thing that each of them do that makes them love one another?
Oh, honestly, so many things. Like, Garrett, like, literally everything Garrett does makes me laugh. And, like, even his things that I find annoying, like the snoring or the paper towels, I still love. But,
She sings and talks in a different voice, and then she goes, oh. You probably think I'm so weird, don't you? But I think it's super cute.
Aww.
But, like, okay, this is maybe TMI. I don't know. But, like, because we live together in this tiny-ass apartment, you know, like...
You hear each other going to the bathroom.
Yeah, and, like, sometimes I need to go in the bathroom to grab something if he's peeing, and, like, I'll see him peeing. Sorry, people, if this
is TMI. Oh, is that weird?
But no, like, but for him, he's always like, close the door, don't look. And I'm like, I love you, like, I don't care.
That's not for peeing. I don't care about that.
Oh,
but the other one, I'm like, it started with I'm walking the dog. Now it's like, hey,
I gotta go unleash the poop dragon. I always from the beginning wanted to be so close with Sean. Like, I, like, wanted him to leave the door open when he pooped. Like, I was like, please, like, I want to be there with you. And he was like, you're messed up. Like, that's really gross.
And I have this small carry-on bottle of Acqua di Gio from a long time ago, and I just give it up.
Oh, that never mixes well, though.
No.
You got to light a match.
No, it smells like burnt poop.
well, the cologne.
She's like, are you lighting a candle in here?
Are you burning your pants again? Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, that's what you can start saying.
Yeah. What?
Burn it. I got to burn the pants.
Oh, my God.
That's a good one. We always say we have a board meeting. I got to go to a board meeting.
Good.
That's.
Oh, my God.
We had one, like, drop. Some producer came up with something like, we got to throw some coconuts in the pool. I don't know what it was.
Interesting.
I don't know.
Well, did you guys have the code words on the show? Like, I don't even remember what they are anymore. Code words for the bathroom?
10-2.
10-2.
10-1.
10-1 and 10-2.
She's got a 10-1. She's got to go pee. She's got a 10-2. She's got to go number
yes.
two.
Yes. Yes.
Did you ever catch
them? No, I would just say my words are fired up or I got to go fire one out.
Fire one out. I got to go fire one out. That's funny. That's like, I think that's like the funniest thing when you first get into a relationship, like the how you navigate the bathroom situations.
And so I was opposite. I was like, oh, I want to leave some mystery. And right away you realize like,
oh yeah, there's no.
You live together.
I was just praying because they have to ring a doorbell to get to the room and that the mail comes.
Yeah.
And I was always praying that that doorbell would ring because she goes down and get the mail and I would,
quickly fire one out.
Fire one out in there.
Fire in the hole.
But that's what I love about him so much is he's the least judgmental person. So
that's
like
amazing.
You can say or do anything and he's like, it's okay, you're a human. I'm like, thanks.
Oh, that's
I get it, you know?
Yeah. You got, and you know what? Eventually, like, birthing a child.
Yeah. Oh, which
you know, we heard a great story last night.
His friend just had a baby 4 weeks ago, and he was giving us, he got a little tooted up last night and was giving us the full birthing story.
Oh, wow.
And we heard some things.
Painting a pretty picture.
I was like, I don't know if I want to have a baby.
Yeah.
He got all the way down to a placenta.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. He got into
he
detail.
There.
Oh, he went there.
But they say that as soon as it's your, like, you, it's all
then
worth
you
it.
Then you have the child.
It's all worth it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm telling myself. Mm-hmm. I'm like, my eggs are frozen, so I got time. I got time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I was laughing thinking about this bathroom story because I'm like, oh, my God, Sean, I wonder if he sent me a text message. No, not yet. I left a plunger in the toilet today.
Like on purpose or just on accident?
Accident. I realized that as we were talking about the bathroom stories right now, I was like, oh, my God, I left a plunger in the toilet because something's going on. I plugged the toilet the other day, and I was like, what? There's no reason for that. Like, I don't
Do
know why.
Do you double flush?
Sometimes. This time I did not.
Oh.
And it was like this whole thing and I had an alarm set and it said unplug the toilet and he laughed so hard when he saw my alarm going off and he goes, you have to unplug the toilet. And I was like, I don't know what happened. He laughed so hard that I had to plunge a toilet. And then today I don't know if I'm using too much toilet paper or something. Sorry for this TMI. This is TMI.
No, I like it.
I do too. This is great.
It's great because we talk about butt wipes and stuff.
Sean, but he's like the biggest butt wipe guy. Like my mom always makes sure there's butt wipes in the house if Sean's around.
What's his logic behind it?
What do you mean? Like it's just like
my brother says, okay, if you got poop on your arm, would you just wipe it off with toilet paper or would you put soap and water on it?
Wow.
Same as your bungalow.
That's exactly right.
That's her word. I picked that up.
That's funny. Yeah. You recycled that one.
Yeah,
you probably have a super zoom on your Instagram of Sean super zooming in on the plunger.
Wow.
Whoa. That was deep.
Maybe. That's what I do for him. If I ever see anything, I super zoom in on that.
That I'm just laughing so hard that he hasn't said anything to me. Like, I literally plunged it, and then I left the plunger because I was like, oh, it's all wet and gross.
Right.
So gross. And I just like let it sit in the toilet. And now I'm like, he came home and was probably like, oh, again?
No, but maybe he's thinking like, oh my God, I left it in the toilet for her to plunge it.
Oh,
and
maybe
she's leaving the plunger to send a message.
Because he was pretty drunk last night.
To send a message. And you could say, dude, you left a huge one in
there. I'm going to say that
and
see what he
says.
Maybe that's why he hasn't said anything. Because I really picture him taking a picture and sending it to me being like, what's going on here?
That's what I would think if I came home.
Oh, somebody,
be like, oh no.
Somebody met you on the street today. Sarah. I don't know.
A lot of people.
I met Beck on the street today. She is the sweetest. Oh. Question I have for you both. How do you try to have a normal life when everyone knows who you are right now?
Do we try to?
How do you?
Oh, how? We still try to be us. Like, I still want to do the things that I've always loved doing. Like, I love to grocery shop. I never want to stop doing that. It's a little harder now, but...
R.I.P. Grocery Store Joe, the one that got away then. The one that got away. Which, by the way...
What a guy.
Are you effing serious that he's on Dancing with the Stars?
Well... I heard that you might be a little jealous. I'm a little jealous, too.
I'm not even jealous anymore. I'm just downright pissed.
Yeah.
I'm not even jealous. I'm like, this is so stupid because I know you're under contract. You can't say anything, but I sure can. Mike Fleiss is such a sexist. Okay, I'm going to tone it down. He always told me that I couldn't do Dancing with the Stars because he didn't want people. His excuse was he didn't want people wanting fame after the show. And I'm like, okay, then why do you throw people into Bachelor in Paradise? Why do you let Sean Lowe, Nick, Chris Soules, all these guys do Dancing with the Stars? If your excuse is that you don't want people wanting fame after the show, that's just ridiculous because people are just going to have fame after the show no matter what. He told me my main passion should – I was like, dancing is my passion. He goes, your passion should be Sean. But then Grocery Store Joe comes along. Apparently, I'm not allowed to have two passions in life. And he comes, along and goes on one episode, goes on Paradise. Now he's on Dancing with the Stars. And I'm like, your logic doesn't make sense. And now this, it's always been personal, but I'm like,
no, yeah.
Is it
their decision? That's who picks it?
They have final say.
Oh, I didn't know that.
See, I just really want it. I'm not even... I grew up dancing, but I'm not that good of a dancer. But, like, I just love the... I just want a sequence costume.
I thought you would have.
I just want to shimmy, shimmy, shake it in a
kind of costume. I saw you dancing to the Baja Men.
I have good videos of her dancing in the apartment.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And she always ends with, Garrett, don't you put that on Instagram.
That's so funny. I actually thought you would do it. I thought they would offer it to you.
You know, maybe next year, but probably not from the way it sounds.
No, probably not. But I will say, I think it was a blessing in disguise that I didn't do it. I think this is like a really pivotal time for your relationship and a really important time for you guys to do this and get through this.
That's what we've heard.
And so jumping into, I really don't
recommend
it.
Another show right away, like that grueling would just be, I think, too much.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. So I'm like, I do think it's a blessing, but maybe next year.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll start a...
cough, cough, everybody.
Yeah, maybe we should like both go on.
Should we start our own spinoff?
Wait. Yes.
Dancing with the Final Roses.
Oh! Wait.
We got to...
This is happening?
We got to work on this name.
And we'll get more views than
that show. That was probably a bad
name. We could... what is it? Samba... Or I was going to say Rumba, but that's a... Isn't that a vacuum? The Roomba?
Don't listen to me.
Samba.
The Roomba is a vacuum.
Am I wrong?
Samba.
Yeah, you're right.
Samba?
I was wrong.
Zumba.
Is Rumba a game?
I don't know.
You know what? I'm going to walk home now.
Karen, who is Rhonda?
I'm going to excuse myself from the room.
I'm going to get out of here.
That is such a good idea. We should start our own.
Let's do it.
We'll
Any
call
other
it like, what's another word for dancing?
salsaing, twerking.
Jigging.
What if it was every genre with a name? So it was like twerking with the blank.
Yes.
So we could do
salsa
like.
Salsa with the blank.
And then we get all the like female roles.
We can do this.
All the bachelorettes. Mm-hmm. To have their moment of dancing, and we like set up our own YouTube series. I'm into this.
This is happening.
I like that.
I'm into this.
Everyone, hold us accountable. This is happening.
Yep. Everybody, you heard it here first, people.
Yeah.
And we're going to come up with the best name. Dancing with the Washed Up Reality Stars.
Wow.
We might need to fine tune this a little bit, but it's happening.
It's happening. We're going to get producers.
Foxtrot.
With the... Did you just swear?
I don't know.
I don't know what she said there.
I'm not sure what happened. Yeah.
I've had a little bit of wine. Yet.
Yeah, I'm like, sorry. Your froze slash wine is kicking in.
Yeah,
I'm like a little jealous.
Cursive for sure.
Sounds so proper.
Imperfect cursive. Okay, last couple questions. This girl said, have they set a wedding date yet? Just kidding. They know not to ask
that. Was
that
a good joke for sure.
Yeah. Are you a stand-up comedian or something?
Yeah.
Somebody wants to know what the tattoo is on your foot.
Oh,
that's a great question.
It's California.
Okay.
Filled in with a heart, like the actual organ.
Cool.
So it represented the hole in my heart that I was born with and my heart murmur.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Was that a known thing? Did you talk about that before?
No, I didn't.
Oh, that's good. People will really like to know
that. But my hole sealed up when I was like six.
No way.
But I still have the murmur. Sometimes she has to hit me in the chest to straighten me out.
Is that a serious...
No, I was joking about that. But I think I could feel it sometimes. Yeah.
Sometimes he's like, oh, my heart. And I'm like, oh, you're too young to have a heart attack. I can't race you to the hospital.
Yeah. But that's the tattoo on my foot. California and a heart.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's like exploding, so like a murmur. My friend said it looks like a squashed avocado. Or when I was at a bachelor party.
It's actually a hot dog, everybody.
I was at a bachelor party in San Diego, and the guy walked up to me, and he's like, hey, man, I don't know how to tell you this, but I think a bird just shit on your foot.
That doesn't look like bird shit at all.
It's a lot of shit then.
No, but just how it splatted on there.
Oh, that's rude of him.
It is, yeah. I'm not friends with him.
And I never talk to him again.
I don't.
Okay, and then Kristen Keffy wants to know where... Oh, wait. I think you just said this was an annoying question. You don't know where you're going to live.
No.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Okay, just kidding.
But Nashville is growing on us.
Yeah.
Oh, please.
It is.
Oh, my God. I would love if you guys moved here. Like, I have no friends.
I have friends out here.
I do, too. And this is the first place that we've traveled.
Carly and Evan.
That I'm like... I legit, it kind of feels like the Midwest still a little bit, where I still feel a little bit of home,
yes.
But we have friends where it's like we wouldn't
I could get
not
down
know
in Nashville.
Anyone.
I love country as well.
Oh, me too.
Are you going to honky-tonk with me?
Absolutely.
We are honky-tonking tonight, guys.
I got to get a pair of cowboy boots, throw in some
Go
nice
ahead,
flame.
Kim.
Sorry.
Oh, no, I think I was done. I was looking at...
No, it's my fault. I always, you know...
What?
No,
what?
I just talk too much.
I feel like with your entrance, like I feel like you'd have a good dad joke to end this podcast. Do you have a good dad joke?
Oh my God, he has so many.
Yes.
Oh, you dropped it.
What?
Your smile.
My smile? I don't get it.
That's so bad.
He does. Okay. Can he tell?
Can I tell my
night one joke?
Told her my night one joke.
Yeah, please.
Okay.
No one get offended right now, okay?
Do I do the vulgar one first or not?
Whatever you want.
Okay, so the first one I thought
he's trying to undo my bra strap right
now. Yeah, I am. Wow, I was just playing with your back.
Yes, rubber earlobes.
But I said I wanted to walk up to her and say I wanted to treat her like my pinky toe.
Okay.
Take her inside the mansion and bang her on every piece of furniture.
Oh, yeah, I like that one. That's kind of hot.
And so the guy's night one, because apparently like the producers asked all the guys, like, you know, give us your first joke that you would say to her. And Garrett told the guys that, and they're like, dude, you didn't actually say that to her. And he's like, well, no.
No, that's not
the
one.
Did you hear my joke?
The pet insurance one's the
right. Oh, I heard your joke.
Did you hear my joke to Chris Soules? When I came out of the limo, it was like I was like, okay, wasn't it the weird? Oh, you came out of a minivan. But when you come out of the limo, it's the weirdest thing because you're like, why is it quiet? Like, where's the romantic music?
Oh, yeah,
like,
so
it was just so weird.
Yeah.
And I walked up and I said, I don't know much about you to Chris because he's a farmer. And I said, I don't know much about you, but I know you're a farmer and you can plow the f*** out of my field any day.
Oh, I love that.
And then he was like.
And I remember watching it on Ellen because I didn't see night one. And so I remember watching it on Ellen being like. Okay, girl. I kind of like her. I was like...
Oh, people hated me for it. As
I found it endearing.
That it was so funny because I literally thought, there's no way they'll air that. They'll just edit that part out. Like, there's no way they'll air me saying that. And then, sure enough, it was on, like, Good Morning America, Ellen. And everybody's reaction was awful to it. Like, Ellen was like, here's a way not to, like, pick up a guy. And they showed me, and the whole crowd was like, oh...
Like, nobody was like, ha ha. Everybody was like,
that.
Oh.
I think that's amazing.
It was
I would have
really
laughed
funny.
Really hard if
and
you
then,
said that.
And then he went, what? And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. Are you not a farmer?
I would have given you the first impression rose from that.
He thought about it. He said it was between me and Britt, wow. as it always is. He said it was between me and her for the first impression rose because I just like came in guns blazing and I said that. And then I was like taught him how to break dance and like I was just such a firecracker that night. So it was.
Oh,
well,
epic.
Okay. So everyone asked me this, like, and I'm sure all of the guys, all of the girls get this. Like, did you have that planned? And so, of course, for me, like, I had the ring box when I had my entrance. And of course, Garrett had the minivan. But like, some of the girls in my season, they're like, we just blacked out. And we don't know what we said. And like, even some of the guys, like, Joe the grocer was like, I completely forgot what I was going to say.
Yeah.
And so it's like, sometimes you get it where it's just like, well, when I said, let's do the damn thing, that. I was not planning on that at all. I just had, like,
just
you know, get down on one knee, hold out your hand, close your eyes, whatever. And when I said, let's do the damn thing, I literally was like, oh, my God, what just popped out of my mouth? As I was walking into the mansion, I was like, oh, my God, my mom is going to kill me. She's going to kill me.
Yeah.
They didn't show that on my entrance. I told her, you ready to do the van thing?
Okay, that's funny.
And they didn't put that on there. And I threw the keys to Chris Harrison. I said, valet the van.
Okay, that's funny.
I think he just hit
the
tent or something.
And it bounced off the tent. Where, you know when you get out of the limo
and
there's all those people under the black tent.
Yeah.
I threw the keys over there and I was like, hey, Chris, valet this.
And it went and hit the tent?
Yeah. Oh,
that's
he wasn't
really
even
funny.
Over there.
And we like hung out in the van.
No, I didn't see him.
He was taking a nap. Who knows?
He was in his trailer or something.
He was for sure taking a nap, having a whiskey, whatever he does.
Yeah.
He's just such
a great guy.
He's such a presence. Like he just walks in and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Chris Harrison.
He keeps you, he
He's
kept me
crisp.
Sane.
Oh, yeah, he kept me sane too.
Like, I needed him. And everyone's like, well, how was the relationship with him? Like, how is he? I'm like, I would have lost my mind without him.
Yeah, that was me. And my producer was Bennett, who is now like executive, like whatever.
Yeah.
But he was my main producer. And he really did keep me, like, I don't know what I would have done with any other producer. Mm-hmm. Like, to me, I was like, thank God.
Yeah.
And Amber Knittle was my handler. And so I just feel like I had, like our little threesome was so solid.
And see, I had, I'm sure you've met Caitlin.
I met her,
yeah. So I had Caitlin. Allie is new, completely new. My season was her first time. And then Sam, who was my handler. And, like, we were, like, the dream team, the girls, like, super close. I'm like, I could not have done this without you guys.
Yeah. I wonder if I think Andy had a tough time with her people. Like, I don't think it was a... Look at you guys holding hands. God damn it.
What? Gosh.
So cute.
You know,
it's so cute.
Love language.
Love language. Oh, you guys. Did you just make a fart noise?
I did. Sorry.
Can I get in on this relationship? Like, can I just be like a third wheel all the time?
Always. I try to do stuff that's embarrassing in the elevator when there's normal people around.
Yeah. I do that too.
He'll pretend to like drop his hotel key and like bend down and do that noise. And I'm like...
People just look around when they get quiet, and it's just a little.
I love that.
Or like even today, as we went to the bathroom and we're walking down the stairs, and he did that, and I was like, "Shh, Caitlin's gonna think that was me." Don't do that.
Yeah, but I would be like, respect.
Yeah.
And then I'd like rip one back. I don't know if you guys watch Family Guy. Do you watch Family Guy?
Yeah, I love Family Guy.
Okay, have you ever seen the fart off between Peter Griffin and Michael Moore in the bathroom?
No, I haven't seen that one.
I'll show you
after. Show me
after. It's not for...
I haven't watched it in a while, but I remember when I was in college, I watched it quite a bit.
I had all the DVDs. I know Sean will put on a Family Guy and he'll go, what season and what episode? And I'll always know the season and I'll be close to what episode it is. Like,
dang.
I'm a freak.
People are going to be like, you guys have never talked about going to the bathroom and tooting so much in your life on this podcast.
I legit broke the seal the other day.
Yeah. No, it was like 2 weeks ago now. And it happened because we were having an argument, like a minor argument. And he's like, well, here's what I have to say about that. And got up to walk away. And it was like, we can't even argue anymore after that.
Yeah, the people below us probably thought I dropped something. It was a bomb.
And I,
right
of course, had to text my sister and best friend right away. And I was like, Garrett just broke the seal.
No, I was talking about the one when I was laying on top of the bed.
I'm so sorry for
the blanket to her.
No, you don't know. The crowd that listens to this podcast, like, this is what they love. And that's why I love them.
You know, like those, you know, the plastic curtains that you slide closed? And they're kind of like all individual and they make that noise when the wind hits them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I for sure made those go off.
That's 3 years in. Sean will not fart in front of me.
Oh, wow.
3 years in.
We made it 3 days, I think.
I want him to.
3 months.
I always want him to. Do you toot in front of him?
I don't.
Oh.
I try to get her to. I push on her gut.
Oh,
yeah.
That's, you guys are there.
Girls don't do that.
Oh, yeah, we do. This girl does.
My sister has stories to tell.
Maybe I should just get her on the podcast.
It's like, Becca, what was that? She's like, nothing.
That's what my ex-boyfriend used to call it, a flat tire. It'd be like, psh.
Oh wow!
Oh,
it's like,
God.
Damn,
let me
show
you that term.
Well, on that note, I'm going to tell a joke. Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
Give it to us.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Two.
To who?
It's actually to whom.
Oh wow!
Do you like that one?
That's yeah. good.
I'm a big grammar police guy. No, I'm not. I just thought it was funny.
She's a grammar police kitchen towel. There, there, and there.
That what? Is my number one pet peeve is when people don't use the right theirs or your. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes if I do it by accident and then see like maybe like 5 days later, I'll like look at the text and see that I'll be like mortified.
Same. Yeah. I legit get anxiety about it. I'm like, oh my God. Like, yeah. do I respond and like write the right your with a little asterisk next to it?
You do. Yeah. That's the right thing to do. Yeah.
Me and my friends purposely do it though sometimes.
Oh.
Like, where are you? W-E-A-R.
Oh.
Yeah.
You guys are hilarious.
I'm getting out of here. I'm getting out of here.
I waited till the last second to just, like, take you down a couple notches.
No, now he's going to let one rip and we're in this little room.
Oh, no, I have no urge to. I'm just sweating. You know, I'm glad I wore black.
Are you sweating? Yes. He was putting out hardcore. Nashville is hot.
It is really hot. It's gross hot.
Feel that.
It's gross hot.
Feel that.
Oh,
it's damp.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, it's really moist.
That's why you need to wear breathable like side boob.
You need
shirt,
to let
like
the side boob show, Garrett.
Yeah, yeah. Cut off them sleeves.
That's what she like said us. Earlier.
I was like, yeah.
Oh. Well,
I'll cut them off for you.
Anyways, we're going honky tonkin' tonight.
Let's go.
Hell yeah.
Okay. I'm ready.
I'm into this.
Fun.
Thank you guys so much for doing the podcast while you're here in Nashville.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
And his first podcast.
Oh yeah.
He's no longer a virgin.
You are not a Colton anymore. And on that note, but seriously, Sunday night dinner.
Yes.
Yes.
Tonight,
honky tonk.
Yeah.
Okay. It's going down.
Mm-hmm. I'm Caitlin Bristow, and I'll see you next Tuesday.
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Get new episodes every Tuesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Who's down with OTV?
Sponsor review for this Tuesday's Off the Vine. Lisa, visit lisa.com/vine and get up to $235 off and free shipping. Third Love, get 15% off your first purchase, thirdlove.com/vine. Express, go to express.com and use code Caitlin in store or 4841 online for $25 off when you spend $100. And TrueCar, visit TrueCar for a more confident car buying experience.